This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
That is like the ABCD of dick.
No, like, no, that's like the
maybe you start out like drunk or something.
Nah, bruv, you can't fuck. That's missionary. That's the sex that Christians have.
Oh like, my God.
No, that's
you know, through a sheet.
No,
like through a sheet where you put the hole in. Who has like sex?
Yeah, sex through the sheet. Yeah. Regular sex.
Vanilla.
The very most vanilla. That's yeah, water sex. I'm trying you to can't do it.
I'm trying to think about the worst.
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Hello guys and welcome to Laid Bare. You're joined with me, your host Oloni, and we have
your favourite sex author Scotty. I'm famous, what's good?
And obviously the bad B SJ. Hey,
you've
guys,
you've really been going for this bad B. But it's as well, because it's not a lie. And joined with us today, we have a very special guest. Woo! Artist Mr. Silva.
Thank you guys,
thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. How about yourself?
I'm good. How are you feeling? Like, are you nervous? Like, for now?
I'm good. Still.
Are you sure?
Why? What, man? Are you just saying you don't? You don't trying to do to me?
Be very afraid.
You're saying that way.
Yeah. But we always start off the show with our favorite infamous question, and it was, well, it is actually, when did you last get laid? So I'll start off because I got laid on Saturday.
Look at her trying to show
right
off.
Right. I'll start because I have new news, guys.
I got laid on Saturday.
Come like the new SJ.
Even though I wasn't feeling well, I still got me some. I think
it did helped, it clear your sinuses?
Yeah, SJ said it does.
Right. Listen,
she was just like,
did it work?
Clear your sinuses.
Did it work?
I mean, I'm not going to be starting now, research no? about it anytime
are
soon.
Are you not feeling better?
I am.
Thank you.
Okay, what about you, SJ? When did you get laid last?
It's been a minute still.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
The last time I said I got laid on the last podcast was the last time I got laid.
Okay. Miss Scotty.
Last week? Yeah.
Was that the last time, like, on the
show?
No,
there was a time. Week? It was time after that. So over, like, the weekend.
Was it any good? Nothing
right.
special?
Yeah, it was just sex.
Just sex? Nonsense. Well, I was high when I had sex.
Oh, that means it was brilliant.
Yeah. It was very good. It was very good. It was very good. You know me, weed is for two things. I'm either having sex or I'm trying to knock out and just go to sleep, which I did do a couple of days ago. I was just like, I needed to go to sleep because I'd fucked up with my, you know, when you fuck up your sleeping pattern.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just like, a wank is not going to knock me out.
So we reversed.
Yes. Now, yeah. Mr. Silva, we want to know, when did you get laid last?
I'd say about a week ago, you know.
Every time.
You guys literally should know it. You just know it by now.
About a week ago, still.
A week ago. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good still.
Are you in a relationship?
I'm not in a relationship. No.
Okay, so was this like how would you describe this type of person that you were intimate with? Was she casual? Are you seeing her? Are you dating?
Someone I'm seeing.
Oh, you're seeing her. How long have you guys been seeing each other for?
Let's say since the beginning of May.
Since the beginning of May. Okay. Alright. Are you
going to
take her Winter Wonderland?
You know what, the person ain't even from this country. So
really?
Wow. Yeah.
So what, so long where she, so did she travel back to where she's from?
No, I was there in it.
Okay. Yeah. Won't ask too much details. So now you're single. Which I was listening to actually. Oh, why I like it, because
yeah,
it's, you never really get guys admitting that they're chasing a girl.
Ever.
You never really get it. Like, and you know, the lyrics are something, you know, you say something like, you know, I'm being blue ticked and this, that, and the third. And I'm just like, guys don't really admit to being blue ticked. Like,
you.
Their egos are too, I don't know, how do you guys feel?
They're too prideful. What made you want to, like,
to do that?
Right about, yeah.
One, it being something that obviously people don't obviously usually express, but a man will say to his man, like, man trying to chat to this thing and she's airing man or whatever in it, but Like, maybe not express it in the energy in it, like in a song or something. But for me as a musician, I feel like I have to express all kinds of emotions in my music.
Yeah.
You feel me? So that's how I come across in my music. So it's just a thing of maybe me, I feel more confident in expressing that kind of thing to people to experience in it or to feel in music, innit? So yeah.
I find it hard that you get blue ticks though, because you're an artist and artists get the most pussy. Like,
yeah, it's possible, obviously.
Let's keep it real. Like, obviously, it's music-ing you.
True.
Right? It's music-ing you.
In that essence, and it's not just to say blue tick automatically you're blue ticking, man. Innit? It's over a process of something, of a relationship, or it's gone on in it. And then obviously it's ended up to that situation. That's where it's gone to. It's not that I'm like, girls are blue ticking me.
Okay,
rough,
so over
forget
time,
me.
Like, she might not be interested. You feel me? But exactly. Still, artists, like, it's usually girls who are like,
you know, the people try to stunt though. Like, oh, he thinks he's nice because he's Mr. Silver. Watch, I'm not even going to pay him no attention.
And there's girls like that. And there's girls like that. But you're going to feel, man. But you're gonna move like you don't feel, man, isn't it? So, you see me?
I'm not one of them women running after you, you know. I'm not one of your fans.
Yes, you are. Don't lie. You have my notice on, right? Yeah, do you guys ever have any guys' notice on? Like,
notice.
Notice, like a guy on Instagram, like when he posts, you put his notification on, like on Instagram.
You can do that?
Yeah, I used to do that for my ex.
I have it on.
Really?
The only person I have
fucking
it on
stalker.
For.
What's
is Rihanna. That's the only person I have my notifications on for.
I don't
know. So every time she posts, I will see.
Mm. Speaking of celebrities, I'm sure we've all seen the latest lowdown with Cardi B and Offset.
Y'all won. That's why I won.
So for those who don't know, Cardi B and Offset have actually broken up.
Finally.
Whoa. No, we'll get into it, but yeah, go on.
Do you know what? I'm happy that they have broken up in a sense I see it as inspiration for other women, because women are with their no good baby daddies of 6 years on and off, and they struggle to leave. She was married to this guy. Like, she has every right to want to, you know, not that other women don't, but you know what I mean? Like, her relationship status is marriage, you know. Mm-hmm. Most women at that level usually are trying to save their relationship. They're not trying to walk out.
Yeah.
They're going to do whatever it is, or they're going to try and save face. They're not going to admit that their man is cheating, even though we see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's kind of interesting and powerful at the same time that she left. It did take her some time. I wish she wasn't beating up other women.
Right?
Wait,
in the process all of this,
she was beating up other women.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's like, saying she was beating up other women.
Beating up the women that he was fighting.
Having sexual intercourse, not anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, but.
Apparently, I saw today that the woman, the recent woman that he was cheating on her with, like, put some post up like crying.
Oh yes, my god, I watched it.
And it was just like, nobody even asked about you.
Right?
It wasn't like Beyonce and Jay-Z, like when we were trying to find out who the hell Becky was. Nobody asked of you. You could have kept your shit.
I'm so sorry, Cardi.
Like, I didn't even know.
Bitch,
like,
Cardi doesn't even care about you.
No,
like,
but the thing, the rude thing was, when she goes, oh, I didn't know your marriage was that serious. Bitch,
right?
Marriage.
Yeah, that's what
a whole ass wedding vows marriage.
She thought maybe she thought he was trying to, like, get a green card or something. Like,
I dare you to marry Cardi.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, Mr. Silver, what do you think about the whole Cardi B Offset situation?
I want to know as well. Yeah. I mean, have you ever had a woman try and break up you and your girl before?
Yeah.
And what did you do? Were you cheating though?
No, I wasn't.
Are you sure?
100%.
Because on average, most men cheat.
Wow.
I heard that. But I wasn't in it. But obviously, you get me. It got a sticky situation and it just. I had to get one.
You said a whole bunch of nothing. What does that mean?
I was coming to explain, innit? So, yeah. You get me? You know, be easy before you jump on me. But yeah, it got to a sticky situation basically. And the person wanted to obviously infiltrate, wanted to come and be with me, innit? So obviously they were just making situations difficult, but in terms of in areas or surroundings where we were. And it was just weird, innit? You know what I mean? So obviously, it just became a bit too much. And then, I had to just...
And how did you save the situation?
Just letting my girl know that it's not that, innit? Like, take it for that, innit? Take my word for it, really.
Did she take your word?
She did take my word.
Women always take the word. I tell you, they always stay. Women aren't going anywhere.
You have to take the word for it, man. Yeah, musical, that's what it was.
Yeah. And moving on from that, more pop culture news, actually. Travis, there's so much going on in pop culture when it comes to relationships right now. So we have to, like, literally get through them. Travis Scott and Kylie.
What's happened, by the way?
So basically, there was a picture that went around of a guy, of Travis, supposedly, cheating on Kylie. I saw the picture and I was like,
a guy.
Yeah, so he's a guy, a YouTuber.
So it's now he's turned out it
wasn't, and everyone, like all the TMZ blogs, everybody, TMZ was like, oh my god, there, she's cheating. The guy came out and he was like, I just did that. Like, it was a stunt. I'm a stunt double, basically. I look like Travis, so I tried to take a picture to see if people would believe it.
And do you know what annoyed me? He took typical photos that actually looked like Travis. Yeah. If you follow, like, if you listen or, like, I don't
like
know,
head down, never showing his face.
Never showing his face.
The same blonde plaits.
And yeah, it was quite... It was rude. And, you know, Kim Kardashian even tweeted about it saying, you know, like, why would you do this prank? That's, you know, ruining her family. So it just made me, I wonder what was going on in between Kylie and Travis. Like, a lot of shit must have been going down. Like this is what you're doing.
Travis? Like
I have the booty too. I got the booty. I have the literally. Lips. Like, what else do you want? Like, stop cheating on me. And he's on your baby. And you know what made me laugh? Do you know what made me laugh? People were like, I was reading comments from people like saying that that's what Tristan. Yeah, Tristan was just like, yeah, that's what happened to me as well.
Oh
like,
my God,
it wasn't me who cheated. It was a stunt double. And people were saying the same thing as well. Who else has cheated in that Kardashian clan? Like, because all those niggas be cheating.
Oh, I think Scott's the only one who hasn't.
Scott, excuse me. What do you mean?
Scott cheat.
Scott, are you kidding me?
Scott cheat.
He's demonic.
I know he was doing a madness. Like, he is in life.
Doing the madness. No, it's because he's white. So you don't think, nah, he cheats. He's white. So you think it's like a cloak. He is cheating. He's been cheating. Do you know how many times Courtney has thrown his shit off the fucking balcony?
Because he was being stupid. No. I didn't realize he was actually cheating,
getting drunk, doing the most. And remember, they only show us what they want us to see. But he's definitely cheating. Have you ever cheated, Miss Silver?
That's a yes. So
in pop culture today, have you done it?
Have you ever, like, been caught cheating? Rather,
no.
You haven't.
Mm-mm.
Are you
sure?
Like,
he's lying.
So you cheated. That. You just haven't been caught.
But I haven't been caught.
Watch your girls now. Listen to this show.
Is it? So
but obviously, I would say I don't. That like, it wasn't the thing that intentional thing.
Yeah,
and it's not a thing that I promote. It's not a thing I promote. And I was even going to say,
Rewind. It wasn't intentional.
No, when I mean that, like, it wasn't planned. Like, I'm going to move to the thing like that, innit?
My dick just fell into her vagina.
Oh, I thought you were going to that cheating doesn't just happen.
Yeah. What do you mean it doesn't just happen?
It doesn't just happen.
It can just happen.
No. You know, I actually did a this a couple years ago. This is why it doesn't just happen. You go in somewhere, you meet someone, you're like, oh, she looks nice. So you've gone over now, you're speaking to her. That's conversations. Mm-hmm. That's step one. Okay. Then you're getting her drinks, you're buying her drinks. That's step two.
But who told you that was the scenario?
I'm not saying your specific one. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Then you're chatting. Oh, do you want to come back to mine? Or let's go here, let's get a hotel. That's step three. Condom, step four. Now that's planning. Or if you
Who told you these niggas ain't using condoms?
Okay, some of them are not. Then you're there, you're undressing, you're kissing, you're taking off clothes. This whole time, you know you have a girlfriend. You know.
But I see, that's what I'm trying to say. Okay, all of that. Cool. Once you're in, once you've committed, innit? But obviously, like, I'm not saying not going with a mindset.
Might as well just finish it. Yeah.
Not to go in, I'm saying I'm not going with a mindset that I'm going out to join the next girl or whatever. I got a girl or whatever.
I get you.
Where I'm coming from. That's what I'm trying to say. You feel me?
I'll half retract what I said.
Are you a tree or a guy, by the way?
I'm a tree.
Oh, say something hot in tree for us, please. Jeez, what does that mean?
Basically, my love, you're beautiful.
Thank you. He's not talking to me. He's talking to you. I don't know why you're saying
I'm joking.
Right, so there was a tweet I actually saw earlier today. It was last night. Mix Wright, and SJ put it in the group chat as well, funnily enough. It was, at what age should you stop being picky and accept what comes your way?
Listen.
So should women or men ever lower their standards the older they get? What do you think, Ms. Silva? Do you think that you should ever stop being picky the older you get? I mean, even comparison to before you were doing music, do you feel like your chances with women have now soared? Like, have they gotten higher, or is it still a bit the same or balanced?
It's more.
I like you keeping it real.
There's definitely more. Mm. But at the same time, as you said as well, as you get older, she'd be more pickier, less pickier. Less pickier.
You think you should be less pickier?
I'm saying, is that your question?
Should
they be less pickier? Mm. It's a tough one, you know. It's 50 and 50 for me, I think. I think, like, it's all about the emotion and the feeling and the balance between you and the person, that, you know, that's important more than anything, really and truly, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's a preference, isn't it? To everybody, really. I don't know.
I really don't know.
Because for me personally, I would say as a musician, I would want to get something specific that makes sense.
I get you.
With what I'm doing, you know what I mean? You get what I'm coming
from. What do you look for in a woman, actually?
I'd say patience, understanding, innovativeness, spiritualness, and just a principled person.
A big butt.
Obviously, all of that.
You're not mentioning that.
Bobs. I'm not looking just for.
So you don't care about the physical then?
I do care, obviously, but. As I've grown,
I'm joking,
as a person, I feel like, okay, like those things are like, they're pluses for sex and so on and so forth, but also the inside material is important as well, you know, coming from.
Of course.
So that's what I'm looking at.
Of course. Someone out there is buying it. I'm not. I'm joking. No, but to be honest, I honestly think it's mad, because I feel like for women, I'm seeing it that we actually have to become less pickier, and that's the truth. Not all women, but some women do. Mm-hmm.
So it's more difficult for women.
It is definitely more difficult for women. I mean? No, that's why I asked. I wanted the male's opinion as well, because I think for women, some boxes become bigger than others.
Yeah. So you become more lenient on what you said you would never have before.
Yeah.
It's so like, oh, well, maybe.
Yeah, you know. But you think that's right? Some things, like being broke, I'm not doing that. I can't. Or what else? I mean, like, what is everybody's... what is the word I'm looking for? Like, everybody's, like...
Preference.
Like, what they wouldn't do, though.
Oh, what they wouldn't. Charney, you go first, because I can't articulate my answer right now.
what I wouldn't,
So a no-go for you. No-go. Yeah.
Okay. Someone who is a bum. Listen, I can't. Like, if you're a bum, you have no motivation in life, you have no aspirations in life, I will literally look at you and think, yuck. Like, I can't compromise with that. No money. But not in not in a sense of I'm broke right now and I'm working towards something. If that's the case, then calm. I can understand that. When you're broke and you're not looking to do something, oh my God, just fuck off. Just get out of my... Just move. Why are you breathing? Like, why are you breathing? I don't understand.
All right, a whole definition.
Listen, why are you breathing? I don't understand.
How dare you breathe?
It's about fashion sense as well. I know that's really bad.
Yes, that one.
I know that's really bad, but listen, if your fashion isn't on point, we can't be linking.
See, that's what I think I'm leaning on that. I will take you shopping. Or I will tell you
You should be taking me shopping.
No. I'm not saying I'm spending my money, money.
Okay.
I'm gonna take you shopping.
What do you mean?
Exactly. What do you mean?
Shouldn't even take them on a date that she invited them on.
Right, never. But at the same time, I feel like clothes. I can definitely, like, I will tell you straight. Like, the shoes you are wearing are ugly. Do not ever follow me and wear
them
ever
again. Don't be with that shit. Oh, teeth. Oh my God, teeth is a thing for me. If you have ugly teeth, I can't kiss you, so I can't be with you. Sorry.
Yeah, I think. What else? But no, but when it comes to, going back to the original question of what he asked, which was, at what age should you start being picky and accept what comes your way? I don't think there's a certain age. I think for everyone,
I was going to say that. There's no age.
There's no age, but I think some of us do have to accept that in life, like, not everything is fair, and we are going to have to be, because I'm seeing it with friends of friends of friends of friends, that the things that they would have, settled for. Yeah. Before they wouldn't have settled for before is what they're now settling for now. And it seems quite sad to say the word settling, because no one should be settling. Like, I don't believe in settling.
But I think what you should do, I don't think settle overall. The there are areas that you can settle in, or better word, compromise in. Okay, they don't have this, but they do have all these other things, and these pros outweigh the other thing. Like, they're not exactly a lesser person. They're just not true. They just don't tick every single one of our boxes. But I don't think that them as a person.
And some boxes are bigger than others. Like, again,
I feel like that was
I was actually
penis.
Having
Sorry.
This.
Some boxes.
I'm done.
I'm saying.
I was having this conversation with my mom because, like I said to you girls in the group chat yesterday, I was washing my hair, singing along to my music. And
you guys
I
need to see SJ's hair, by the way, as
she
well.
She looks like a Nubian
queen. She looks like a Nubian queen.
Keep it coming, keep it coming.
Yeah.
But I was just washing my hair and I was listening to my music and I was feeling myself and I was like, do you know what? I'm never settling again. Because, and this is not to disrespect my exes, I have love.
No,
for
disrespect them. Let's
Can
you relax?
I legit have love. Like, they both know I have love for them, like serious love. But I will say, in both relationships I've been in, I definitely settled. Mm. And it wasn't a case of they're not good enough for me. I just didn't know my worth.
Mm-hmm.
And because I didn't know my worth, I was like, okay, well, I guess this is it. Even in the relationship though, I knew that it wasn't it. Like, this wasn't my final relationship, but I was in it because it's a relationship. Mm. I am never doing that again. Listen.
And on that note, I like that you mentioned that because I don't know, I mentioned this as well in the group. Aaliyah J, she's a YouTuber. Oof. Really cool YouTuber. She's a makeup artist. And you know, everybody's been doing what they say to Ciara, like, tell us your prayer. What is your prayer? Yeah. And that's usually when you see someone asking another girl, what's your prayer? It's usually to do with the husband or the man or the boyfriend that she's got, who we can see is clearly treating her really well.
Yeah.
So she's got news. She's had ups and downs in her love life and it's been
loads.
Seen.
And we've all been there.
We've all seen it. But now she's clearly with a really good guy and she showed a video of a guy who brought, well, her boyfriend, not just any guy, her current boyfriend, who we don't really see. So she's doing the whole hiding his face kind of thing, which can be good when you're very big on social media. And
on social media, when you're just in good in general, because girls can be so vindictive. But anyway, carry on.
Yeah. So he brought her roses, especially when she was quite upset at the time. So he just turned up, brought her roses. And there were $100 bills in each rose.
Rose wrapped around the rose.
I said,
she said, tell me your prayer. Tell me your prayer.
She does not have two heads.
Right?
She doesn't have two heads. So, and I'm sure her pussy's great, but her pussy cannot be that spectacular that I cannot be getting my $100 in each rose.
Sis.
So, it's like you said, I refuse to settle. If Aaliyah J can do it, we can. I mean, I want to know, actually, Miss Silver, what's the nicest thing you've ever done for a woman you were dating?
Now, be careful about your answers. This can get you some new pussy.
The nicest thing.
Don't tell me Netflix and chill.
Because I actually have to scream and run.
Obviously, overseas. I took her on holiday, I should say.
You took her where?
On holiday.
Ooh, on holiday. Yeah. That's nice. I think holiday is good. Vacation.
Marbella still.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
How long were you there for?
Like, she's a week or so.
Drilling the guy.
What else did you do? What else did you do on the holiday?
Were there activities?
Was she the activity?
And, you know, everything. I'm not going to be chilling there. Doing nothing.
Why not? Some people do.
Did you ride dolphins?
No dolphins.
Right?
Sunset walks.
Some of that.
Did you have sex on the beach?
Not on
and
the
get
beach.
Sanded. No?
Have you ever had sex on the beach?
I haven't. No.
Have you ever had sex outside before?
Yeah.
How was it?
Not outside, but like outside from my house, like somewhere.
How was it?
It was good. Still, it was a thrill. I can't lie, it's a thrill still. Like, when you have sex outside, it's a thrill still. It's a different thrill, like, different shit still.
You gotta be careful though, because if you get caught, you're on the sex offenders list.
I'm done.
Yeah, I love having sex outdoors, but like, I think one of the a time I had sex outside was probably one of the wettest I've ever been. I remember I was soaking. I'm sure I was squirting
because
as well.
You were legit having fun. It was a thrill.
That's probably what it was. Maybe that's why I was squirting. It was horrible because the next day I had like bites all over my legs.
Oh, no.
It was outside.
Where is that? On the beach?
It was on the beach.
Oh.
It was in the park.
Oh my god.
So be wild. Careful, guys. Don't have sex in the park near bushes.
Wait, where's the wildest place you've had sex, Scotty?
It was in a car park, but then the police came. Why are you? I told you to.
No, I don't remember.
What?
The police came. You ain't told us this.
Are you on the sex offenders list?
No.
So what happened?
The policeman just started laughing.
Really?
He was like, guys, look. I know what you were, because we tried to get dressed quick when we saw the lights. Like, I know what you're up to. You know, there's apartments across the way. You know,
wow. So just, my guy was even telling you done. Where you guys can quickly.
He's like,
run.
Yeah. He's like, he's saying there's an apartment that they could see us, and he's like,
oh. I thought he was telling you where so you could go.
No. He's just like, look, I don't know if the situation is you can't go to his house, you can't go to yours. I know that happens sometimes, but you can't stay here. So.
But what about the nicest thing like a guy has done for you? Like, what's the nicest thing a guy has done for you? Mine is just buy me stuff.
Wow.
Like, any of you buy me stuff, I think that's nice.
I think the nicest one.
He buys me a glass of drink. Oh, thank you, sir. I'll suck your dick.
You
tonight.
Love me? Okay.
It's love.
I'm dying. I think the nicest thing. I have to. I mean, the most recent one is my boyfriend helped me buy a new laptop. You don't remember, like, my one was, like, all, like, sis. Fucked up and shit.
So that's a babe.
He gave
right
me
there.
Money towards it. So that was, like, really nice, like, supporting stuff.
Yeah.
But I think, like, the, like, fancy, that thing was my 30th when, like, he, like, rented out this, like, four-star hotel. And he knew I love all my little extraness. It had, like, chandeliers and shit inside the room. And then he filled the room with balloons. And then, like, my birthday card, which is so cute. He's like, so glad I swiped right, because obviously, like, we met on, like, Tinder and it.
Oh.
So
it's like, so
then we went to Mamunia Lounge in Knightsbridge. It was really nice. And, like, oh, the place was just gorgeous. Then we went to see Motown after that. Then I got high and we had the best sex.
Yeah,
like,
as you do.
Like, it was such a good day.
Oh, what about you, SJ? Actually, we know yours. Yours is £600 on a
day. I'm sure that's not the nicest.
That is not the nicest thing.
Actually, true. Because that's, to be honest, you didn't
even give a
like
shit
him,
about that
so
shit.
Yeah, go on, give us one. What's the nicest thing a guy has done for you?
The guy I lost my virginity with, like, was my boyfriend at the time. Well, the guy I was seeing is my boyfriend, but the guy I was seeing at the time. And he did the whole debacle of getting the whole candles out, rose petals everywhere, like my favorite scent, my favorite music was on. He cooks for me.
You get flashbacks.
I was crying.
Flashbacks.
Wow. Yeah. I was literally, I walked in the room and I was like, oh my God, I love you. Just marry me.
Just marry me. Oh God. Some guys run. But Mrs. Hope, I want to know, what's the nice thing a girl's done for you though? So we've all been talking about the things that, for like, me? You know, yeah.
You know what? I think
because girls must go all out for you, though.
Not even in terms of spoil me. I'm more of the thing of, like, I had a problem in it. Like, I got an injury,
football
or something like that, and I was, like, totally a mess. Like, no one was around to do anything for me.
Yeah.
And obviously, she came around and just patterned up for me.
Did you wife her?
I didn't. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
I should have, though.
You see why men are trash? Do you see why men are trash?
Looking back, I should have.
You see?
Looking back, I should have.
This is why you do not walk in the role of wife. What is it? The spirit of wife. You do not.
There's
not
be spirit of wife. She was being a good friend at the time, innit? So respect it still. That was nice, innit?
But at the same time, you do not do things
because when you lose something,
in expectation,
exactly.
You lose something, I don't know, you've injury or something, and you can't function as how you can function when you're 100%.
Yeah,
you realize the value of certain things more. Than that, you get me? So that's what it was.
And
really,
who's really?
He's
like
telling
that,
you really. he had feelings for you, babe.
If she messaged you and said, "Hey, big heads," what would you do?
Probably laugh, innit?
Just say, like, "Yo, what's good?"
She said, "Big head, innit?" So I laugh. Everywhere, I'll be like, "Yo, what's good, innit, big head?" You get me?
If she said, you know, I've got some weeds, like, let's do this. Like, you know, do you smoke? I'm just assuming you do.
Yes.
Do you smoke?
I smoke.
He sounds a bit chilled today.
He does sound very chilled.
And I'm a smoker as well. So
you know, you could just tell.
Yeah, what's good? You're right. Get into the mamwa, isn't it? It's nice, isn't it? It's juicy in your mouth when you're high in it.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what she's on about.
What are you talking
about?
Oh, he's got the munchies. Okay, so
secretly,
I was asking people on social media about their worst sex stories, and I asked you guys to send me, like, audios, well, just voice notes, really, so we can play them and listen to them. We'll share ours as well. If you're listening to the show, make sure you're using the hashtag LaidBearPodcast. Remember, we are on Apple now. You guys were hounding us, so we are on Apple, and we've been doing quite good, actually. We saw that we were on the charts, number two on Apple. Which is really good.
Like, thank you, guys.
Thank you. We were like, what were we? We were number two for, what is it called again?
Society and culture.
Yeah, that one.
Exactly. And I was just like, wow, we're doing quite good.
Humble brag.
Just underneath fun cotton, guys. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
We're just fun cotton.
You guys are really going hard for us.
Thank you. So we're going to.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Play the first one. Let's hear it. Just a second, bear with me.
Hey Aloni, Scotty and SJ. So my worst sex story is that I was dating this guy for a while, and everything was going well except for he liked to rap whilst we were having sex.
What?
His favourite was So Solid Crew, 29 seconds. And it got quite bad because he started wanting me to rap with him, sort of line after line, whilst he was in me. It was the weirdest sex I've ever had, and I had to break up with him shortly after that.
I got 21 seconds.
Can you imagine? Romeo, done.
Nigga, if you busted 21 seconds, I swear to God, I'll bust your head. Shit.
I was the person and was just like, wait, are you being serious? And she, and she was just like, I know, it's really bizarre, oh, but it really is God. True. So I had to like message her back, like, no, mm-hmm. for real. And I've heard of something similar like this before because someone did write in one of my stories on Twitter and they said that a guy was rapping in their ear during sex. What is it with guys?
The same one. He's making his
own. It's probably the same guy. Nah, what do you do if a guy starts rapping in your ear?
Listen, bruh, I'm laughing. Listen. I'm laughing in your face. We're not having sex no more.
I really thought, I think he'd be joking, so I'd be laughing. Like, ha ha ha, you're funny. Now.
I don't want to laugh while I'm getting dick. Just fuck me. Right? Like, what's all these extra
oh my God. Mr. Silver, what would you do if a girl started singing your song during sex?
Singing my song?
Yeah.
I'd probably laugh. I'd probably laugh. Oh, she's a good singer. I'd tell her to continue.
Bruh.
Can't lie, still.
Do you have sex to your own music?
I had sex with my own music, but I don't, it's not in my mind like that, but.
Yeah.
If it's playing, like, if it's like on a playlist and about, yeah. I'm not like, oh, bang my tune.
Oh, big up me, though.
Not even.
I'm so finished. Okay, so our next.
Sorry.
Worst one.
Nothing's going to top that, sorry.
Right?
This one was interesting as well.
When I first started my last ex, I remember there was a time where he was like never good at missionary, like he was awful.
Basic position.
And one time we were in missionary and everything. And then he stopped like 10 seconds in because he said he lost the rhythm. Yes, he did. He lost the rhythm.
How do you lose a basic 1-2-1-2?
That is like the ABCD of dick. that's like the position you start out with.
Drunk or something.
Nah, bruv, you can't fuck. That's missionary. That's the sex that Christians have.
Oh my God.
No, that's, you know,
through a sheet.
No.
Like through a sheet where you put the hole in. Who has like
sex through the sheet? Yeah. Regular sex.
Vanilla.
The most vanilla. I'm trying to think about the worst sex that I've had. I've had
bad sex before, but I think I've told the story before, like when a guy I was having sex with, he was just fucking me like a really, like he was an amateur and yeah.
Oh, is this
schoolboy?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you remember?
Yes,
because I was just like, yeah, that's how he was having sex with me. Mm. What about you, Mister? What's been your worst sexual experience?
Boy. It's all bad though. You know what? It's mad because the girl don't know how to fuck still.
Really? Oh, really? Okay, honest. So tell us.
So it's mad. Like sometimes it can be dead, innit? You know, you need a girl who can move it, man.
How does one move
it? In terms of obviously controlling the situation at times, doing your thing,
Going on top? Is that what you're talking about?
Not even just going on top.
Well, like, going on top is overrated.
You know what I mean? Not even just going on top. Throwing it head, back. Give man head, whatever you're doing, you're throwing it back.
What's your favourite sex position, actually?
I'm doggy, you know?
Yeah.
It's blatantly doggy still. Well,
if a guy starts you off in doggy, I think it's a bit rude, though.
I wouldn't start off there, though.
You want to start off there?
I wouldn't start off
you there. You wouldn't? Okay, no. Then. See, that's what I mean. Like, that's sexual obviously, etiquette.
Yeah. That's if I'm, like, this is, I'm beating you, like, proper beat, like, your my thing is different, isn't it? But obviously, certain girl might just...
So what, different girls even, don't get the lovemaking?
Certain things, you know? It's just how it goes sometimes. So,
SJ, you're shaking your levels. Heads. Why are you shaking your heads?
I'm not. I'm here.
It's honesty, isn't it? Get me. Certain levels, man. Trust me.
What's your favourite sex position, SJ? I don't think we've ever asked this question amongst ourselves before.
I don't know the names of sex positions.
So. Okay, what are you doing? Like, describe it to us and we'll tell you. We'll try anyway.
So you're this boom.
Okay, wait. There's two that I like. There's one where, like, you're just laying flat on your belly and he's on top of you.
When you're lying flat on your belly and he's on top of you.
Okay, so it's that back shot, but you're just lying down.
Yeah, but yeah, you're kind of the arch kind of. Yeah, I get not kind of. You have to arch.
I don't know
back,
what the name
not,
is.
Oh, yeah. But that's really good when you put a little pillow behind yes, you. Yeah.
That shit. Whew. Anyways, and what's the one where you're on your back and he's like, your legs are in the air and he's on top of you? I don't know.
Foot punch order.
Basically, that type of shit. That type of shit turns me on a lot when I can see like all his arms and his chest.
Oh, that is good though. That is good. So, what's
your good. Worst sex one?
My worst sex experience.
Yeah.
I was having sex with a guy and he got way too into it, hit his head, and knocked himself out.
What?
I've done that before. I pulled him over as well.
I didn't know what you. I thought he was dead. Of course, I screamed.
Wait, I need to address both of you separately. Okay, so you thought he was dead and you screamed. How did you fall over and you don't
I'm
get on top?
I'm just really clumsy. I've told you guys this.
But you.
You don't get on top though, yeah?
That's no, what we were walking. We were in his apartment and we were like around the chair. So we were having sex on the chair. Then we were walking over to the bed and
you
I
fell.
Oh, okay. That makes
sense. What a way to ruin the moment.
How did you fall over lying down?
I was so sexy. Like, yeah.
Oh, that's always the worst when you're trying to be cute.
Do you know what made it worse? He laughed at me.
Good.
What else are you going to do?
I was just like, don't laugh at me. Help me.
What the heck?
I was like, help me. Don't laugh at me.
It's deep.
Yeah, I laugh sometimes.
And what about yours? What's your favourite sex position, Scotty?
I like the scissor. Scissors?
Scissors?
Yeah.
Ooh. Isn't that with a girl and a girl?
You can do it with a man.
Probably can. I'm thinking about it. I was actually thinking about it.
Like, what I do is that I'll lay on my side and then there's like one leg. I'll either like kind of cook it up or it'll be like up on shoulder.
Oh, okay,
like,
I get what you mean.
And then he kind of goes.
I'm right there with you.
You know what I mean? So
I'm
it's like,
right there with you.
So I'm like that, and then he'll be like that.
So you're leaning.
Yeah,
you're
I get
you're
what
like,
you mean.
So like, I'm
but that's too complicated. Mm-hmm. I don't like complicated
and
sex.
It's not. It's just missionary, but like on your side.
On your side, but oh, spooning.
And then, no, he's straight on. So
okay.
Yeah, so he's like straight on like that. Mm. And then I'll be on my side.
Sorry, you guys can't see this.
Okay, so basically, guys, I'm lying on my side. There's one leg in the air and one leg is straight flat on the bed. He is straddling that leg that is flat on the bed and he's coming at me like side if on. He would like face on, but okay. I'm lying on my side, if that makes sense. Yep.
Side entry.
That is very
can I tell
interesting.
My
yes, go, what's your go, worst? Go, go, go.
Because I thought very hard because you told us to.
Go ahead.
All right, so my worst sex story, I thought I was going to have this like, amazing.
Oh my god.
Put your phone on silent. Time.
No, it's because like, it's because I'm playing with my
D&D.
No, it's silence. Because I'm playing with my whatchamacallit. The phone case. Anyway, sorry, baby. Carry on.
Yeah, so I thought that I was this is my, like in my little hoe period when I thought I was gonna have this like great naughty sexual experience. But there was a city boy that I used to see. And he was like, yeah, like come down to like the office, like no one's there, and like he's like gonna dress up. As like Mr. Grey, whatever, because this is when 50 Shades was like first like popping. So I was like, okay, girl. Yes, gonna do whole shit. So anyway, so got there, and then I remember like I never used to like swallow, and I used to let everybody know like I don't swallow, like don't come.
You don't swallow cum?
I do now.
Okay.
Before I was like, don't come in my mouth. Like, what? But so it was obviously yeah. Like he used to have like great head, like spectacular fucking 5-star head.
Yeah.
So he gave me head, whatever, it was cool. Then I obviously returned the favor, you know, manners, polite. And then yes, I'm down there, and then he came in my mouth, bro, I puked back on him.
I've done that before though. I've definitely given. I felt like it was like a thing. Like, I'm sure every girl's thrown up before.
No, that's not even the worst part though.
Oh god, there's
then
more.
Afterwards now, like obviously I've seen that did it, but I thought it'll be fine. It wasn't. It wasn't impressive, bruv. He put the penis in, and I couldn't feel anything.
No.
And I was like trying to like clench up so I could like feel.
Do the Kegel. So,
yeah, bruv. There was nothing. God. And we kept trying all these different positions like going on the desk, going was
it,
on the floor.
Did it look small? Did the penis look small?
It looked smallish, but then I'm
was
like.
Was it medium?
No, it looked smallish, but I don't know. I didn't want to like judge it before I felt. Because you know, sometimes you look at them and, like, and then you put them in and they're like, oh.
No, I can't lie to you. Sometimes I know from the get-go. I thought,
let me give it a chance.
I'm not in a rude way. I just know myself and I know what my body will like. It's I always say like penises and vaginas are like key and lock.
Yeah.
If I'm not going to come, it's not going to happen. Right, what's the point?
And like, the thing is, I don't always come when I have sex. But it's not always like the coming for me. Sometimes it could just be the experience.
Yeah.
But I can tell what I'm working with. If the you know, the penis isn't up to scratch for me.
Mm. Anyway. You know, sometimes you think like, oh, if it's like a certain position, or if we do it this way, it will be cool. And then I was like trying to encourage him, and then he was like,
I know some guys don't even have enough length when they're like hitting it from behind, so there's no point.
There's no, it's literally no point.
No
it's
point.
Open the book, close it.
It was just like the whole fantasy was just like ruined.
Yeah. No, throwing. I thought like most girls have like. Have you ever had your penis thrown up on, Miss Silver?
Thrown up on?
Yeah.
Man, I think I'll be traumatized still.
It's not like mad that people like, it's like, you know, like if you like swallow water down the wrong way.
I've done the whole vomit. Yeah, I've done full vomit.
I have.
I thought I was a champ. Like, you know, when you just want to like keep your gag reflexes on 100. That night it wasn't.
I've definitely thrown out, but it wasn't like.
Yeah, mine hasn't been full blown. I'm thinking about that meme
on Twitter.
Basically, Scotty, basically that's what it was. And it was his fault because I said to him, like, he kept trying to deep throat me and I was like, babe, I've just eaten. Like, I've just eaten. Can you behave? And he liked the feeling. So I was like, well, fuck it. If I throw up on you, it's your fault. And I threw up on him.
Yeah, he deserved it then. He deserved it. Okay, Mr. I want to play a game with you. Is that okay? Shall we have some fun?
I'm nervous.
This is game. Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah, cool, man. Okay. I'm just chillaxing
Yeah. So this game is called Smart Woman, Dumb Girl. Scotty, you know how it goes. Mm-hmm. SJ, I will explain. Miss Silva, I will, you know, help you out. So remember, Smart Woman, Dumb Girl, we are not calling women dumb. I'm just saying, we've been dumb before. I'm sure we've all done some
stupid things.
I know I've done some dumb shit for man. I just think about it all the time and I say, wow. Wow. Look at your life. Look, he's going to use you for testimony in church because of your stupidity. Like, we've all been there. So basically how the game works is Smart Woman, Dumb Girl. I read out a scenario and you tell me if the woman in the scenario is smart or if she's just dumb.
Okay.
It's really simple. Okay. So he buys her a gift, even though she's not interested in him whatsoever. She accepts it. Is she a smart woman or a dumb girl? So we can all answer. So he's bought a gift. She's already said she's not interested, but she still accepts it. Is she a smart woman or a dumb girl?
She's a smart woman.
That's
what
SJ does. That's
what SJ does. She's a smart woman.
What do you think?
Smart girl.
You think she's a smart woman?
If she's told him.
Yeah.
And you are still bringing the gift.
Yeah.
Why should I not take the gift? Because you brought me it's a gift, right? So
exactly.
It's for me, right?
You look, they're practicing what they're going to tell judges.
Not because
what they're going to tell the court. It was
nah,
a gift.
Listen.
I don't think she's accepting it that she likes him. She's accepting it because it's a gift, right? So
this goes
girl,
back to my date. I told the guy I was not interested. He still wanted to wine and die. I'm not dumb. I'm going to go and I'm going to enjoy the finer things in life and I'm going to go back home and whack one out and go to bed. The fuck?
And change my number.
Right?
What about you, Scotty? What do you think? We're on the clock.
Sorry. I think
5, 4, 3.
Okay, I'm just neutral.
No, you can't be neutral. You know how this
because
goes.
I had two answers.
No, we want one answer.
Okay, she's smart then. Get your stuff.
Okay. Actually, now I want to know what the dumb girl is. Go on.
Because I was going to say like that's like leading them on and they're going to come back anyway. You know that that's going to happen. Because
I feel like you can only lead yourself
on. It's how you receive the gift as well, isn't it? Because obviously if you do the gift, it's like, okay, thank you for the gift.
No, but so men, you know, like, say, you know when someone's giving you a gift for a reason, innit? And like, you're aware of that and you know that they're going to come back. So, and then you're just inviting that stress into your life. That's why I say dumb. But then also gifts.
Gifts, which makes
sense. I hear you, it's two and two. It's two, what I mean? Two. Yeah, I get what you're coming from.
I do get what you mean. I don't
get what you mean. You. You.
Okay, after listen. This man took you on a date, did he come back and ask you for?
Of course he did. However, there we go. No, he didn't ask me for anything, but he said, can I still spend time with you, even if you're not interested? Of course, because I'm a great person to spend time with, okay? I understand it. I understand it. I want to spend time with me if I wasn't me too, nigga. But listen, as long as you know, I'm not going there. If you want to lead yourself on in the situation, go ahead. But I've told you from day dot, I'm not interested. So you're the dumb one.
And it's not like you could do anything. You can't really stalk me. You can't come and follow me and fight me.
I will call police. Exactly.
I'll call police and block you.
Quite happy to.
I bought her loose, so she must spend time with me. Do you not look like a psychopath? You actually look like a crazy person. So it's either, you know, you accept that I'm not interested, or you just buy me my gift and be going.
Exactly.
You know, you bought the gift. It's really not by force. Mm-hmm. Okay, so next one. She's been dating him for 2 months. They've had sex and done other things that people in relationships do. She finally asks him, baby, what are we? He makes it clear that he will never want a relationship. She still stays. Is she a smart woman or a dumb girl?
Dumb.
Mrs. Silver, what do you think?
Five. Four.
Come back.
She's
round.
Three.
Okay. Let's come back round.
I think this one's, it depends on her mentality. If she is involved in him, like she wants a relationship,
but he's already said he never
even
wants,
though
doesn't want one.
Exactly, even though he said he doesn't, then she's a dumb girl. However, if she's able to split her emotions from just having a great sex, then she's smart.
You think she's smart?
It
but
depends.
Then if she's asking,
but she obviously wants a relationship though.
Yeah, but if she's now, if you get the response of we're not going to be in a relationship, and you're able to think, okay, fair enough, at least I can still have sex with you and whatever. But
you can have sex with any other person. What makes him so special?
If that sex is great, I ain't trying to move on. The fuck? I'm
what
trying
do you
to
mean?
Continue fucking you until I find your new fuck buddy.
No, you know, until no. Can I say something? Yeah. No, you're continuing to stay because you want to change his mind. Do you not think?
Yeah. No.
If you, why would you want to continue to stay? You asked him. You asked him, what are we? Because you obviously want something.
But can you not separate your emotion from a good fuck?
Can you separate your emotion from a good fuck? Perhaps, but you've got emotions. Like you've
definitely
you've clocked. You've got
but
feelings.
So until I'm satisfied and I've moved on.
You mean until you turn crazy and keep disturbing him with the same question?
That will never happen to me.
Not you per se.
No, but in general, I'm thinking from my personal experience. Okay, right. Like, it will never happen to me. So if I want to stay with you now, we're not going to get into a relationship. You've told me we're not going to get into a relationship, but I still enjoy the sex. I can somewhat subside my feelings for a bit until I find
anything. And you do
other
things that people in relationships do. So remember, like, you're going out, he's whining and dining you, he's spending, in
just
fact,
smart,
one
honey.
He's spending 1,200 on dates. He's not 600.
Wow,
he's doing double.
Everything a double.
What about you, Scotty? What do you think?
I say dumb, and this is because I've been in these situations. Like, you ask, oh yeah, like, what are we? Oh no, we're just cool, or whatever. And then you do have this thing where you want to stay around and you want to kind of change their mind, like maybe they'll see.
Yeah.
And then they don't fucking see. And then you're just there, you're just mad as shit. So like, I'm just keeping it real, and I feel like a lot of women have been in this position. Like, it's easier to just walk away. Like, yeah, you didn't get him, that the man that you wanted, but you're not gonna get him anyway. Save yourself the heartache, like cut it off short and just move on. Like,
yeah. What about you, Miss Silver? What do you think?
Have you ever
had a girl ask you, what are we?
No.
Really?
No.
You've never had a girl
ask
you,
did they just all think that you're a hoe or something? They just think that you're a hoe, like, oh, he's not even going to wife me. So
no, because if it's on that level, then it's on that, the level will be known. Like,
I don't like when
so,
you say that.
Yeah, you can't tell me that the level will be known.
Yeah,
stab
it will be known, though.
No, but it's
what
not,
do you mean?
No, because
it will be known.
No, it won't.
It will be known.
It won't.
It will be known.
This is why you have to start tagging him in your photos and online.
Right.
Because
let's take a picture together, babe.
Yeah. Speaking of social media, okay, so next one. She's been in a relationship with him for 7 months. After some time, she notices that her boyfriend never posts photos of her, but does with his other friends, male and female. After confronting it, his excuse is he keeps his love life private. Is she a smart woman or a dumb girl as she stays?
Smart.
If she stays, difficult. Sorry.
I think smart.
Say that again, sorry.
So basically, they've been together for like 7 months, mm-hmm. and he never posts photos of her, but he posts photos of all his other friends,
okay.
men and women.
Mm-hmm.
She asks him why. He says, because I'm private. Mm. Is she a smart woman or a dumb girl if she stays?
Smart. Like, that's how I handle my relationship. Like, I've had people like, oh, you never show your boyfriend for what? Why do you not need to see him? Like, he's my man.
It's not yeah. that deep,
no. Like,
we're well, we see it when you're married, though.
If you yeah, get like, yeah, if I get married or whatever, like, there's kids and stuff, like, maybe. But I'm not into all that. Oh, public couple goes, why? Because then when stuff is fucked up, you're all watching and praying what I'm doing. Let me be heartbroken in silence. Like, that's all long. So I think it's smart. I don't think it's not by force to have your relationship out there. And there's so many people that are, like, trying to, like, pray bad on you as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, wishing ill. Like, just do what you're doing and enjoy your time together.
I don't think you necessarily have to not show someone to have a private relationship. Like, I can show you my boyfriend and you don't know anything that's going on in my relationship. Like, at all.
But this is the thing. I speak about my relationships.
But sometimes, like, yeah.
Oh, that's the guy that you...
So you kind of have to... You've chosen one of... Exactly. You've chosen one of... But for me, I can definitely be with somebody and no one will know what he looks like. Or I can... Everyone can know what he looks like, but no one knows what my relationship's like.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends.
Heard that.
What do you think, Miss Silva? Have you ever had girls pressure you into posting them?
No pressure to post, but I don't think that should be a major issue. I don't think it should be. It's only worth posting, fam.
Just claiming your girl. Like, I get why a girl would want that.
Like, posting.
But I'm not,
why should that be a standard? Like, yeah, a level to like, social to, media, like isn't it? Trust me, why should that tick man's... Why should that have to verify what we're... Like what we claiming, got or what we're dealing with?
I'm going to play devil's advocate. I think that... I'm going to play devil's advocate because I feel like if we are friends... And we, I mean, if we are boyfriend and girlfriend, for example, sorry, we are still friends. That is, we are friends. You know, you're posting your friends, but you're not posting me. You know, I feel like at the same time, it really does depend on what you do. So, for example, if you're an artist that never... That's not really... Like, that doesn't really post that intimate side. Like, you don't post family and stuff, then I hear it. If you're posting all your friends, like...
And you're we're going not out to the dinner, one person you're
we're going
posting.
Out to a friendship dinner. You're posting all your mates.
That's I'm different.
Beside you and you ain't posting me. I'm going to whack your phone in your head. I'm not going to have it. Me personally, I won't have it. Like, you need to show me in your story or something. Or I will take the phone myself and I'll be like, what filter are we doing? Pick a filter. Which one do you want to do? Look, they've got a new That's filter. I like though. This one. They've got, it's even for two people. Let's see. You know the one, you open your mouth, you do dog. Ow. We will do this filter together. Are you mad? No. What see, girls are you hiding me from? Let me take you off this market. Well, I will.
It's true.
Nah, let me say. Don't I'm get right twisted. I get what you guys are saying.
Need that to do to my fingers. Don't need to like.
It's not a need.
Don't need that. You don't need that to do to verify that.
Don't need to do it all the time. Exactly. In a while, a birthday, a celebration.
Obviously, a birthday. What he's not doing it whatsoever.
He's not doing it whatsoever. Like, you know. And she gets, you know, I feel like don't let a guy trick you and don't let a woman trick you.
It's two and two for me because I feel like I don't feel like social should have that much power over you.
But it does. We live in a digital age. People need to
stop
saying that.
But it shouldn't. But it shouldn't.
It shouldn't, but it's too late.
It shouldn't. What do you mean
it's
too late?
It's
never too late.
It really is. 2019 very soon.
No,
it is 2019 in how many days? It is too late.
We control everything.
Yeah, exactly. And digitally, we control the world.
I should be able to control what should be.
And people should know who your girl is as well.
Validated, you know what I'm saying?
No, it doesn't.
That's important. Because that's the energies that's getting put out there to certain youngers or whatnot.
Why do people always think that's what
you get me? And they don't. Their brains are not that developed.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Levels,
no, I'm
feel
so,
me?
No, I'm
so they're going to grow up. They're going to be on some next thing.
No, I'm sorry. But like,
anyway,
even when you're doing, like, even when you're, we're talking about a new, we'll talk about a new job promotion. Mm. People can curse that. I hope she gets sacked after 3 months.
Mm.
You post about it anyway. Mm. So what's the difference with you showing off your relationship? Mm-hmm. Just say you don't want to ruin your market and be going. Stop using all this English about validation.
No, but it's true though.
And mystical energy.
That's what I'm trying to say. Is it a valid, should I make it? What is it for you?
Yeah.
What was it do for you when he does that?
It's true. At the same time, I do feel like this.
Good. Like,
if that's not good,
my man,
every girl should feel like she's showing off.
Okay, but then for example, sorry, real quick. For example, Krept. The way Krept shows off his girl, I love it. I absolutely love it. Like,
she's a
post
girl. She's my girlfriend. I'll be showing her off as well.
But this is what I mean. I want to feel like you think I'm buff. Like, I want you to. I want. You're proud of me. Yeah. Show me off then.
Yeah, exactly.
Not every day, but show me off.
When you get a nice car, what do?
Do you not show it off? Exactly.
Yeah, but this is like the social media age, isn't it? Like before, like all like Facebook or
I'm sorry,
whatever
if he's hiding
was
you,
popping.
You're probably
no,
not
but before that stuff was popping though, people weren't showing anybody off. So why is it
necessary?
Nah, that's
why is it
now? How? You are my display picture on my phone.
Why is it now?
You're my BBM. You are BBM name. You are the okay. What's the other thing? MSN. You are my MSN name with a love heart next to it.
FB.
Everything. lying. You were there. In a relationship
with XYZ.
It's always been that.
Do you know what? I've just never been that
way. Back then, let's be real, yeah. Because we are slightly older, yeah. Back in the day, yeah. I remember when it came to social media, it was a bit more free. You didn't really think anything of it. Only now... because we're so inner, because of how digital age is now, we are more inner.
It's more of a push for it, you know what I mean? That's what I'm coming from. But I feel whereas like, even if you was going to do it before, it was a natural thing.
It was natural. You know it was natural. From? That's what I'm saying. It was. It's always been there. It's just that it's more, I feel like it's the hypervisibility. Is that a word? Yeah. Hypervisibility. And I just feel like everyone is different. So, you know, it really depends on what he does or what she does with her social media. If her social media literally just has, I don't know, her sketches, do not disturb that girl and ask her, or disturb that man and ask him, why is he not posting you? He clearly only uses it for one thing. But if he's posting his dog, he's posting, you know, his family everything, or his mum, everything, food, but he's only leaving you out. And it's been, you've been dating for like, I don't know, over a year.
This is the way that I see it though, yeah. People that need to know my man or need to see my man or I need to see their friends, whatever, we're already in a close circle. They know who I am. I know who they are. That's what I don't give a fuck about nobody else.
True. And at the same time, you do want to like, I mean, at the end of the day, everyone's more than should be allowed to have their relationship the way they want to. I just think that in this day and age, a lot of people are getting away, a lot of women and men are just getting away with, I keep my shit private.
And really, truly, you only see the good moments.
Yeah, it's true. Nobody's showing, couples are not showing. You know where I'm coming from.
Would you do that anyway? So let's say prior to social media.
Why would you not put the...
why would you put the bad parts? But prior to social media...
Because
I'm answering your question, we're saying the same thing. Prior to social media, when people were just dating, say for example now, all of our friends have said, okay, we're going to go out and do something. You're still showing your person off by bringing that person along, for example. Now say on the way there, you guys got into an argument on the car. You're not going to now bring the argument to the friendship group. Oh my God, can you believe that? No, you're going to put on face and then deal with it at home.
True.
Are you not? So it's the same thing. It's just a different platform.
No, but I know some wild couples though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I told you I went to Winter Wonderland with my friend last year.
Yeah, that's wild stuff.
And they were arguing the whole time. We went on our rides together. You know, a scary ride, like a roller coaster.
You can just hear them yelling in the background.
Fam, they weren't yelling. They didn't talk to each other the whole roller coaster. Me and my boyfriend are at the back. Like, he's like, Oloni, open your eyes. Open your eyes. And them two are just quiet. Mute looking away.
I'm so done.
They didn't talk for the whole. I did message her though. I messaged my friend. I said, so Winter Wonderland this year? She's just like, it brings back. She said it brings back bad memories. But yes. So, Miss Silver, tell us where we can find more of your project, more of your latest projects rather. You know, what else is coming next?
Yeah, well, I've got a few projects which are out available. I'd had my mixtape which came out in April, titled Out of the Darkest, so that's available on Spotify, Apple Music and all the digital music platforms.
Yeah.
We've got my recent single which is out right now, titled
Oh Why.
That's right.
I love it as well. It's a really good song as well.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah man, that's the vibe right now. I'm going to be flying to Ghana very soon this
Christmas
Monday. Yeah, basically to shoot the video.
My friend literally flew out yesterday. So I'm gonna be out there for a month. Imagine.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I'm gonna be out there for like 2 months.
Jesus. Wow, these people.
Going to
how many shows have you got out there? Do you have a lot of shows booked?
A few still, and I'm gonna be working in the studio as well. Good. And shooting videos and
good.
Yeah, networking and,
busy time.
You know, is your girl gonna be there?
Who, the person I'm seeing at the moment? No,
Why
did you say it's my girlfriend? It's not my girlfriend
I'm
yet.
I'm just hoping.
We tried for you, sis. We tried.
No, not even a chatting. It's not a jump team.
Do you think she'll listen to the show?
I don't know. Who knows, isn't it? I'll send it to any, in fact.
Tell her to listen to the show. About I don't know. What sort of nonsense?
That's actually the most
you know, fucked, you know. You know, man. But yeah, yeah, man. Just everything's about. Check the Twitter, Instagram.
We will.
MISTSILVF2D. You know, big up, Labour. You get me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. How did you find it?
I like it. It's real. It's up front, like I said before when I contacted you.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it? Like you need them kind of discussions in society. We need to be a bit more open with our expressions, you know. So
I agree. So make sure you check out his latest track, Oh Why. You've been joined with me. Make sure you guys use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast.
Please.
Oloni.
Me, Scotty, I'm famous.
SJ, the bad B.
Also, check out my website, shakiriscott.com. Just got to put it in there.
Oh, yeah. And follow me on Instagram and check out my BBL journey. Whoop, whoop.
Yes, make sure you check out SJ's BBL journey. It's going to be amazing. I don't know why she wants to do it. She looks amazing already.
Stop.
You know,
popping titties all day and shit.
I have been, guys. My shirt keeps popping open and it's amazing.
But anyway, guys, we'll see you later. Right. We'll see you next week, Sunday. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.